Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'll just be simple. He's God. You suck. Your picks are terrible. You're not a GM. You're a goofball. You're a loser. And I want to fix that problem for you. I want you to get some leg this weekend. Your girlfriend is not impressed with your crappy lineups. And then you sit around all day bragging about all these players you have that aren't producing, and you look like an idiot. Let Jamie, who is God, fix your problems for you right here on the bench like he's done for well over a decade on the bench. Let him get you some leg this weekend. That's the key. He's a winner. You're a loser. Let him solve your problems. It's that simple. And don't feel bad about being a loser. We all have our problems, but Jamie can fix them. Are you ready, Jamie?
I'm always ready. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good and getting better. Here we go. Trey in Queens. You're on CBS Sports Radio. And don't ask how we're doing. No one gives a rat's ass how we're doing.
I need a running back and a flex. I got Christian McCaffrey, Tariq Cohen, Mike Gillisley, and Zach Ertz. Thank you very much.
Some great options there. I think I'd stick with Gillisley just with the fact that he's scoring touchdowns at a great clip. And I would imagine that he scores against the Texans because the Patriots are at home and they're favored by so much. So I think they're going to cover that line and he will have a part in that. And then the flex is interesting. I would actually probably go with Zach Ertz. So the Giants cannot cover tight ends, and he is the best weapon right now for that Eagles passing attack.
There you go, Trey. Have a good weekend. Steve in Miami on QAM.
Hey, guys. I get leg anyways because I pay for it. But
I love that dude.
I got two questions. Quarterback, Simeon or Prescott, and a running back question. It's a PPR. I got Dalvin Cook. I got C.J. Anderson, and I got Gillisley. I need two. Thank you, guys.
Really like the running backs there. I would probably go with Cook and Anderson, although it's close between Cook and Gillisley. I just think with a PPR league, you want to go with Cook. I would go with Simeon at quarterback over Prescott. I just don't like the matchup for Dak in Arizona, the Cardinals' first home game. And Simeon, look, through two games, he's the best fantasy quarterback. So hopefully he stays hot for one more week, even though it's a tougher matchup against Buffalo.
Do you really, and let me throw this in there, I'd like to know, so he's the number one guy in terms of productivity, Simeon, but like when you rank the quarterbacks, let's say, who are your top five, like that you feel are the five best in terms of productivity?
Yeah, I mean, it's still the top three guys that were going into the season in Brady and Rodgers. Breeze, still at three. You know, I think the best is yet to come for him. Four and five would be interesting now because originally I had Marcus Mariota and Russell Wilson in those spots, and those guys have gotten off to some rough starts. I guess I probably would put at four now Derek Carr and five Roethlisberger.
You know, hopefully and no Matt Ryan, I see.
Ryan would be probably in the discussion, but I just look at the fact that Roethlisberger is going to get a lot of his road games out of the way early. He could be a monster in the second half of the season with how Pittsburgh plays at home.
All right, here we go. Bob in Sacramento, 855-212-4CBS. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi. How's it going, fellas? I got a running back question. Dalvin Cook or Buck Allen?
Dalvin Cook or who?
Buck Allen.
Oh, Buck Allen. I'm sorry. I'd go with Cook. Looks like Terrence West is going to play. And so even if Terrence West was out, I'd still take Cook over Allen. The fact that Quan Alexander is going to miss the game for the Bucks will help Dalvin Cook's status. And I think the Vikings will lean on Dalvin Cook as much as possible with Case Keenum now starting.
All right, Bobby. Let's go to Cam in New York. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Pharrell and Eisenberg. All right, as a PPR league, and if Ajayi doesn't play, I need a flex. So if I'm going to give you five guys, I'm going to go slow. Who would you start? Safarian Jenkins, Kendall Wright, Kobe Fleener, Shane Vereen, Kenny Galladay.
Well, I think you should be safe with Ajayi because he's going to play. If you need to put any of those other guys in your lineup, though, Fleener's got some good things working in his favor. This is now the fourth game that he will play without Willie Snead going back to last year. In the previous three, including two this season, he scored a touchdown, and he also scored in each of the last two games he faced the Panthers. So nice little touchdown streak going there for Kobe.
There you go, Cam. Casey in Fort Worth off the ticket in Dallas.
Hey, Pharrell of the show, man. Addicted to it. I've had my shot at tequila. Now I need some advice on a flex. It's a 14-team deep league. I only have five playing flex, but we have to play either Chris Johnson, Theo Riddick, or Curse in that flex spot. And if you have time at tight end, Jenkins, Erfan Jenkins, or Thomas, Julius Thomas. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it's, you want to keep an eye on what happens Sunday with what they're going to do with Safarian Jenkins, because Todd Bowles said he doesn't seem to be in game shape. But if he is on the field, which I would expect, I would take him over over Julius Thomas. I think with your flex spot or the guy that you need, Theo Riddick is my favorite. The Falcons last year allowed the most receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns to running backs out of the backfield, and that has not changed so far this year with what Tariq Cohen and Ty Montgomery did to them in the first two games. So I think Theo Riddick, if you're looking for somebody in daily play, could be great, and certainly in your situation, go with Riddick.
There you go, Case. David in Wisconsin, bring it.
Pharrell, what's happening, man? I'm a Lions fan in Packer Nation. I need a freshie.
Get him a beer. He's got to deal with all that.
Perfect. All right, now the report up. I got two questions, actually. I need two running backs in a deep PPR league. I got Isaiah Crowell, Tariq Cohen, Amir Abdullah, and Javarius Allen for running back. And then do I play Stephon Diggs at wide receiver, or do I throw in Macklin?
I still like Diggs better than Macklin, just with Macklin's matchup. It's not going to be easy for him against those Jaguars cornerbacks. I would go with Crowell and Abdullah, you know, similar to what I just talked about with Theo Riddick. You know, Abdullah, not the same pass catcher as Riddick, but, you know, I think we'll see him in the passing game as well. He did have three catches in week one, so he could also take advantage of that Falcons defense. And then I think this is the game for Crowell to have, the numbers that we were hoping for. I don't know if he complained, but he talked to, you know, Hugh Jackson about getting more work. And this is actually a game where they can have some time of possession edge against the Colts.
There you go, Dave. 855-212-4CBS. It's 4227. Oh, my God. Are you watching this guy taking shots? I'm watching this UFC in Japan, and this guy is just getting his face beat in. It's almost like what Jamie does to his opponents in fantasy every Sunday. Jason in Atlanta.
What's up, Pharrell? How you doing?
Yo.
I actually have two questions. First question is, do I stay with Russell Wilson, or do I go with the hot hand in Carson Wentz? And the second question is, at flex, do I stay with Brandon Marshall in hopes that he don't lay another egg, or do I switch it up and go with Chris Carson?
I definitely go with Carson over Brandon Marshall. Hopefully he gets the same type of workload this week that he got last week. A little bit of a tougher matchup against the Titans, but if the Seahawks go away from Carson, I think that'd be a mistake. And then I would also stick with Russell Wilson. I just think Carson Wentz is going to have a little bit of a letdown game, and he's had some fluky production, which has helped him play at the high level that he's at right now. He had a 58-yard touchdown that he scrambled out of, you know, what should have been a sack and hit Nelson Aguilar in week one. And then that play to Zach Ertz last week where it bounced off two defenders, should have been an interception, turned into a 50-yard catch as well. So I think Wentz against the Giants is going to be in a little bit of trouble.
There you go, Jason. Have a good weekend in Atlanta. 855-212-4CBS 4227. Fred in Dallas on the ticket. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
I might need a little bit of quarter help, just a little bit, because I actually lucked out with the Gurley Watkins combo this week. But I need to know, is Cam Newton finally going to come out of his shell this week, or do I need to start Derek Carr?
I think, you know, in your situation, you probably are not going to lose this week unless your team is your opponent is stacked. But I like Cam better than Carr. In your case, though, since you do have this big lead, you know, you might want to just take the layup and go with the safer option of Carr. But Cam, this should be the week. I mean, the Saints are bad. They're down their two best cornerbacks. He's at home. He's got a great track record against New Orleans. If you're looking at it, maybe just a total points thing by the end of the year, maybe you play Cam because, again, I think the ceiling is higher. But if you just want to guarantee yourself the win this week, Carr should be a little bit safer.
All right, Freddie. 855-212-4227. Second half with Jamie Eisenberg coming up. He's going to answer your questions. He is so great at this, and you are so awful. Let's just drink a beer, call Jamie, fix your problems, get on track, win this weekend, feel good about yourself. You know what to do, 855-212-4CBS. Jamie Eisenberg and his crew of misfits are the best at fantasy in the world, and they crush everyone and do it with just no mercy, sweep the leg. Tune in and watch what happens to your fantasy roster this weekend when you crush everyone in your league and then you become King Tutankhamun. You need to be ready. So you call Jamie on Friday nights on the bench. Wax up. Corey in Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Uncle Petrelli, how you doing?
Check out.
Hey, I'm going to need a double screwdriver because I left Sammy Watkins on the bench at three of my leagues last night.
Drag.
Yeah, it was horrible. So a double screwdriver would be nice for that.
I already poured it for you, man. That's why you're decision-making last night.
My question is, I have Jarvis Landry, Amari Cooper, and Brandon Cooks. Which of the two should I play at the receiver position?
Is it standard or PPR?
Standard.
Yeah, I'd bench Landry there. I think there's just a higher ceiling with the other two guys. Landry, I think, took advantage of a good matchup last week. Not that this is a bad matchup, but I don't think that the Dolphins will be throwing as much and certainly won't be throwing to him as much. He'll still be heavily involved, clearly, but Cooper should be able to avoid Josh Norman enough to be successful, and Norman's even a game-time decision. And then I think this is the breakout game for Cooks. I think he's due. So second game at home, he almost had a couple big plays in the first game against the Chiefs, and I think he breaks out this week.
There you go, Corey. Let's go to Josh in West Virginia.
Hey, y'all, quick question. Either Gronk or Witten, and if you have time, Breeze or Carr. I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you, y'all.
Yeah, never bench Gronk. and then I would go with Carr over Breeze this week, just with the fact that Breeze is on the road. You know, his numbers just tend to decline a little bit, and Carr has just been playing fantastic, and I don't think the Redskins' defense is very good.
Well, there you have it. Steve in Fairfax, speaking of the Redskins.
Hey, guy, how you doing? In a half-point PPR, do I go with Chris Thompson or Buck Allen, assuming that Terrence West plays?
Well, I think we're going to get a scenario where Rob Kelly plays also, so that kind of negates what the potential upside of Thompson could be as well. Allen, for two straight games, has had at least 20 touches, and I think with West being banged up, he's still going to get the opportunity to lead that team in touches as well. So, given the scenario for both guys, I would go with Allen over Thompson this week.
There you go, Steve-O. Jay in lovely Fort Lauderdale by the sea.
What's going on, for real?
Yo.
Quick question. On a flex position for Standard League, I got Jermaine Kearse or Derrick Henry against Seattle. Thank you.
You know, I think we're going to see a scenario that even though DeMarco Murray is expected to play, that Derrick Henry's still going to get the majority of touches. So, I would lean toward Henry. It would be great if they decide to make Murray inactive. So that's what you should be rooting for, is that they rest Murray for a week. But still, even if Murray does play, I think Henry's your better bet.
There you go. 855-212-4227 is the number to get on with Jamie Eisenberg. So I got to ask you a question. So I watch your results on a week-to-week basis, and it really is incredible how badly you humiliate people. What is going on with that? Like, I mean, my God, I hope CBS is paying you fat money for the destruction of others that you're laying on the world. You're just like, I used to think Judah Friedlander was the world champion of the world, and I think now that Jamie Eisenberg has passed the world champion of the world.
I appreciate that. Every time I go into a new contract negotiation, I just say, few simple words. Give me Pharrell money. And then they, you know, they try to oblige.
That's unbelievable. I got to use that one because they don't give me anything. Justin in Texas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, half point PPR. Doug Baldwin's been kind of flatlining. I was just wondering, Emmanuel Sanders or Kelvin Benjamin over him?
I think Benjamin might be your better bet. You know, just given the fact that the Saints quarterbacks, their two best ones are out. They clearly have been bad with their two best ones in. So Benjamin's due. No Greg Olsen. Should be an uptick in targets. I agree with you. That's probably the way to go. Go with Benjamin over Baldwin.
All right, Justin. Have a good weekend. Jay in Tennessee. You're on with Jamie Ealing.
I got an open spot at running back. Frank Gore, Chris Carson, or Derrick Henry. And then which one of those three would you look to deal to try to trade? Because I've also got Melvin Gordon.
Well, I mean, if you could trade Chris Johnson, that's the easy one to get rid of. But, you know, the move might be to approach the DeMarco Murray owner and see if they'll be willing to buy Derrick Henry from you right now, with Henry coming off that great game and Murray banged up a little bit. So in terms of this weekend, if DeMarco Murray plays, I would go with Chris Carson over Henry. If DeMarco Murray is out, then Henry's your guy.
All right, Jay. Pat in Maine, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, Jamie, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Pick two, Jarvis Landry, Tyreek Hill, Michael Crabtree, T.Y. Hilton, non-PPR.
Yeah, I'd go with Hill and Crabtree. You know, anytime that the Raiders are going to be in a potential shootout, which I think is what's going to happen this week, Crabtree's certainly going to be in play to score a touchdown because that's what he typically does. And then Tyreek Hill gets the benefit of Jason Verrett being out for the Chargers. He's their best cornerback. So I think you look at Hill, struggled in week two, was great in week one. I think he has a bounce-back game in week three.
All right, there you go, Pat. Jeff in Baltimore, Charm City, Chicago. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, what's going on, guys? Hey, love the show. What's, if you had to choose between Jeremy Maclin, Sterling Shepard, or Josh Doctson?
I think Macklin's your best bet. Tough matchup for him against those cornerbacks for the Jaguars, but he'll also see some time in the slot so he can avoid A.J. Bouye and Jalen Ramsey a little bit, and hopefully, you know, they still continue to feature him as he's been their best wide receiver. But I can't trust Shepard with the way the Giants are playing and the fact that Marshall and Beckham are active, and Doctson's kind of a wild card. If you want to go with the wild card in Doctson, hopefully he delivers, but we just haven't seen enough from him yet.
All right, Jeff. Let's go to Dave in Niagara Falls, living large.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We've established that we're all doing crappy.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. I hear you as well. 0-2 to start, so hopefully things change. I need to sit one of these guys in my flex. T.Y. Hilton, Terrell Pryor, or Isaiah Crowell. Who do I start out of those three in the flex? Sorry.
Yeah, I'd start Terrell Pryor. I think this is going to be his breakout game. Again, the home game against the Raiders, I think the Raiders' secondary and their defense play a little bit over their head. Clearly the matchups have been a part of that with the Jets in week two. So Pryor's due. Should have had a big game week one, struggled in week two. But week three, I think, is his breakout performance.
All right, David, have a good weekend. Two more. Mark in Wisconsin.
Hi. I had a question about a trade that I was offered. They're offering me Odell Beckham and Frank Gore for Mike Crabtree, Isaiah Crowell, and Mark Ingram.
Well, you're getting the best player in the deal. That's certainly always a benefit. And Gore really has been almost, at this point, he scored a touchdown. He's been better than Mark Ingram. So if you have the running back depth to afford losing Crowell and Ingram, I would definitely make the trade. But if you need the running back depth, then you want to hold on to it because Crabtree has also been better than Beckham, and he's going to continue to play at a high level. But you are getting the best player. That's always the way to go.
There you go, Mark. Do the deal. Demetrius in Michigan.
Yeah, standard flex position. Adrian Peterson, LeGarrette Blount, or J.J. Nelson?
Oh, that's an easy one. J.J. Nelson, he's got 7 touchdowns in his last 7 games. John Brown is out. The Cowboys' defense is not very good. Their secondary certainly isn't very good. And he should, you know, stay hot for not only this week, but for the rest of the season. You got to get some other running back help if LeGarrette Blount and Adrian Peterson are on your team. But J.J. Nelson's the way to go for sure.
All right, so check out Eye on Fantasy Saturday night at 10 on CBS Sports Radio, and then Mimosa Hour Sunday morning, Fantasy Football Today, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the network. Jamie, fantastic as always. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games, brother.
You too, Pharrell. You're the best. Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.